We are very, very lucky to be joined on the line now by Sincere Ali Shakur, who has been an activist for many, many years, has started a number of projects as part of Common Ground Relief in New Orleans, and in Cleveland started a free breakfast program, and is now working on a project to help women defend themselves on the street. Son, welcome to KBOO. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jack, thank you. Thank you for giving me a call so I can get this very important message out to the community.
Yeah, and tell us about this this latest project that you have going there in the projects in Cleveland.
I started a project called the Maroon 55, and what we do is I patrol the streets myself. I went out and did some fundraising and got some non-lethal weapons like batons, tasers, pepper spray, baseball bat, and even a paintball rifle, so just in case I run into a potential human trafficker, I could mark his car just in case, or his van, just in case he gets away. And also, too, another part of my patrol or my duty towards my community is that I didn't want to be the male swinging in thinking that he was just going to save the women. So I said, let me start a drive to provide the women in the community so I could empower them to protect themselves with pepper spray and also tasers. The reason why I call it the Maroon 55 is because maroons were used in Africa, and these got special senses, and they used to patrol the jungle and warn the villagers of enslavers. And the 55 comes from because we live on 55th Street.
Well, I know here in Portland that human trafficking, sex trafficking is a huge industry and a massive problem. How widespread is it in the Cleveland area?
Well, in Ohio, we are number four nationwide. We're number four in the human trafficking, the sex trafficking. Like I said before, we are, geographically speaking, we are 30 seconds away in two different directions from the highway. We're also 1 mile away, public square, where that is like the largest hub for kidnapping women and children.
You said there was a young woman who was kidnapped from the neighborhood a month ago. Any word on who took her?
Found her. They haven't found her yet. Her name is Naiva Sampson. She's 14 years old, and she was last seen and taken from 140th of St. Clair. My building manager, where I stay, told me 2 months ago that in our housing project citywide, over 20 women are missing. Some people will question if this is true, how come we haven't seen it on the news? Well, unfortunately, poor disenfranchised people aren't really that important. And unfortunately, we live in a world that really don't value women. And if you don't value women, you're definitely not valuing the children. So the good people in this world, the strong people in this world, have to take a stand. And that's what we're doing here with Maroon 55. We are going to protect our community the very best that we can.
Do you feel that the work that you're doing, the community self-defense, is in line and following the tradition of the Black Panther Party of the late 60s and 70s that worked to defend communities through armed self-defense?
My hero as a child was the Black Panther Party, and that's who I modeled my Children's Free Breakfast program after of, my community grocery programs after of, and any other resource that I could possibly get, I modeled after the Black Panther Party. And my favorite of all, my superhero of all, was Fred Hampton. But yes, you are correct. The Black Panther Party is a big influence. The Black Guerrilla Family under George Jackson is a big influence in my life, and many others, and many, many, many others. RAM, Revolutionary Action Movement, that started here in Cleveland, maybe a mile from my location in the 60s. RAM was definitely also a big influence on me. And I want to be just like my elders. I want them to know that we are standing up, that I have listened to you, that I want to follow in your footsteps. I want to be exactly like you to the hilt.
What's been the response from your community there? What's been the response there? And do you have like a waiting list of people who are in need?
We don't have a physical list, but I have them in my mind. Saturday, I was doing my grocery program in the community, and every woman that I saw, you should have seen it. I said, hey, sister, can I talk to you for 2-3 minutes? Of course, there was some hesitancy. And then when I went in my pocket and I pulled out a brand new taser and pepper spray and was like, I'm giving this to you for free to protect yourself, you could feel the love that was permeating from these women towards me, that somebody actually gave a damn enough to arm them, to protect them. They were extremely happy and extremely supportive. And, you know, I think it's so very important for black men step up in their community. And it don't take a whole lot. One person can and will make a difference.
And what would be your response to those who have criticized the tactics of the Black Panthers by saying, well, they should engage in a nonviolent response to oppression and be more like Gandhi and Martin Luther King?
We can't be like Gandhi. We can't be like Gandhi. We can't be like Martin Luther King because, you know, it's believed that Martin was nonviolent. I mean, tactically, yeah, he was, but Martin was moving towards self-defense, and I believe that's the reason why, one of the many reasons why he wasn't able to live his life out. But what I'll say is this, you have no interest in protecting me at all, none. I'm poor and I'm black. You have no interest in protecting me at all, so I don't want to hear it. We have to do for ourselves. We got to stop relying and thinking that the state is going to take care of us. It is not. We've been here over 400 years, and we steady dying in droves. It's crazy.
It's supposedly the police's job to protect the community, but it seems in poor communities, and particularly in minority communities, that is not the role of police. What you're doing seems to be a response to not just a lack of policing, but a policing that is in direct opposition to the communities it's supposed to, at least on paper, be serving.
I absolutely agree. From East Coast to West Coast, from the North to the South, this is very true. You know, we Tamir Rice's project that he stayed in, you know, it's not that far from here. 2 seconds out of their car, and they murdered this child.
Are you hoping this will spread beyond Cleveland to be a national movement to provide women with the tools for self-defense?
I hope very much so. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so grateful for this interview, because I hope this interview does exactly that. I've done a few good things in my life, but this ain't about sincere Ali Shakur. This is about protecting the community and empowering women to protect themselves.
And if people want to support your cause, where can they find information?
I am on Facebook. I don't have the other social media outlets. I just have Facebook, and that's Suncere, Suncere, Ali, last name, Shakur, Shakur. But there are several sex trafficking, human trafficking numbers that you can Google and write it down, pass it around. Also, too, I think one of the next evolutionary steps is also teaching free self-defense classes to our children and the single parents of these children as well. We have to empower our own community. It's not really surprising that black men are out here doing this. So with that said, black men got to step up and put an end to it right now.
So again, people can look for Sunseer Ali Shakur on Facebook, and Sunseer is asking for the donations to be mailed directly, shipped to him, not cash, just the actual orders of equipment itself. Now, Sunseer, I will post the links along with this audio so people can make those orders and then have them shipped to you in Cleveland, where you will distribute them to the community. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And look, Jake, I got the telephone number here to the human trafficking hotline. It's 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888. But if you're driving down the street and you see a ginormous padlock on the outside of somebody's van, I would write their license plate number down and get that information to the police immediately.
Well, I just want to thank you for your efforts to try to draw attention and to bring an end to the sex trafficking and the kidnapping of young women to be put into the sex industry as slaves. Thank you, Sunseer Shakur, for your work on this.
All power to the people, and thank you.
Thank you. And this is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KABU Radio.